Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And yes, you are at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. We're going to have some fun this week like we do each and every week. We've got a few stories to tell you about. We also, during this hour, want to talk about a challenge a homeowner's having with a tankless water heater. There's a lot of confusion out there. They're not flawless. There's a few things that you need to know. We'll share a few of those tips with you as well. Leak detection. How can you find a leak in your home? We have some tips on that as well. And removing carpet from hardwood stairs. I'm hearing about people doing this more and more. Most of the time, it's a very positive result. Sometimes you have a little extra work that you didn't expect. We'll tell you what you can expect when you rip that carpet off of those stairs. Of course, we got a lot of emails, a lot of other calls. And of course, my buddy Joe always has a great simple solution for us.
Well, Danny, you know how many simple solutions have I had where you're dealing with a pool noodle? Well, here is actually one more simple solution using a pool noodle as a water hose. Can't figure out why you'd ever want to do that. You have to stay tuned later in the show. I'll tell you exactly why a pool noodle works out really great as a water hose.
I was in a fascinating store the other day, Joe, the old dollar store.
Okay.
And, which nothing really cost a dollar anymore.
But
it's a fascinating place in there, but I had to chuckle because there was this big drum just as full of pool noodles as you could possibly get. And I thought, well, that's still a little early to be putting out all of the swimming gear for the summer.
Yep.
But with all of the valuable things that you share with people about pool noodles, it is now a year-round commodity.
You have to have it.
Not just the summer.
Yeah, they're going to wonder, why are we still selling these? Maybe it's because of all those simple solutions. We should get a piece of that action. This pool noodle is going to be
yours someday. Yes, exactly. But we want to hear from you. We want to help you with anything that you're having challenges with around your house. You can send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, you can pick up the phone and call the Today's Homeowner hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 800-946-4420. Some of the things that we're hearing a lot about, both on the website as well as the Today's Homeowner hotline and through Facebook, are some of the responses to some of our shorts and our TikToks and our small, it's really a phenomenon that, so many little things like that. Now, of course, we're not interested in being goofy and going crazy on certain things.
Right.
We want to provide, content, and we have a little fun with it along the way. But I was amazed to hear from one of our guys in our web department there, Joe, that one of a recent simple solution, how to clean baseboards, which you had a very innovative way of cleaning the baseboards, and not only getting them clean, but kind of a residual effect of keeping them cleaner has gained over 860,000 views on TikTok and more than 1.6 million views on Facebook. So I would encourage you guys to go to the Today's Homeowner Facebook or check us out on TikTok and just see some of the things we're doing. Like I say, we're not dancing around like dinosaurs or anything, but we're
not yet.
That kind of puts a vision in your mind,
Sometimes we're walking like dinosaurs.
Yeah, how does a dinosaur dance?
But,
last time I was on the dance floor, I probably looked just like that. But we're not recording any of that. But congratulations on that, Joe, because a lot of those things are really resonating very, very well. Now, I did a little short this week, and we did a number of these reels, and this particular one you can see on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, Today's Homeowner YouTube channel, as well as on Instagram. But anyway, you know the trick, and you might not know this, Joe, because you're a slim, trim, physical specimen. Others of us, Others of us, may have a little bit extra weight here and there, and you're always looking for ways to look a little slimmer. Well,
sure.
You may not even know about this, but with a lot of still photography as right. well as video, when you're face onto the camera, there's mm-hmm. the trick of the stylist will tuck your shirt behind you and put what essentially is clothespins.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
so
that. Yeah,
just tighten up your just shirt. A little right. bit, yep. Not tight where you're bulging, but it's tight to where, it takes a few pounds off. Well,
it's the tailored look. Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a stylus out when I'm doing most of my taping. So I found duct tape does a very closely similar thing.
How do you get it off your shirt?
So yeah. I did a little thing there where, so I'll reenact it for you right now. So I was standing out looking at the camera and I go, everybody's looking for a way to lose at least 10 pounds. I found a way that only takes a little piece of duct tape. First of all, you tear off about an 8-inch piece of duct tape, and then I turned around from the camera, and then I took my shirt, and I put that around, and I turned around, and I said, okay, what do you think? Okay, maybe I should have used the 10-pound duct tape. Fine, then. And then I walked off, and Jonathan, my camera guy, was going, what was that it? So you'll have to look at it. We do have a little fun like that from time to time. But still, if you're taping, if you're taking pictures, and if you want
right.
to lose a little pound, because, you're just compensating. What it is you're equaling out that the camera adds 10 pounds, an 8-inch piece of duct tape will take away 10 pounds. Okay, you break even. All right, we're good. So
the only way that can really work is if you put it over your mouth and stop yourself from eating. That's how the duct tape really helped
you. Yeah, that's right. I might have to try that particular one. But there's a lot of things out there that we do. And it's amazing how many different levels. It's just like our podcast. We begin getting some great response on all of our different podcasts that are available. And I would encourage you to look at Today's Homeowner podcast anywhere that you get your podcast, or you can go to todayshomeowner.com and check it out. But recently, and the Ask Danny podcast is much like just sitting on the tailgate with someone talking about their expertise. Recently, we've did one with a fantastic decorative painter that I've known for over 25 years. Pretty interesting to hear about kind of the history, the popularity, and what's happening now. And that's available right now on the Ask Danny podcast. Also, drywall, lots of different drywall techniques and ideas. Chickens. We did a recent one.
Yeah.
With the chicken daddy named Corey Wilson. You might know who that is since he is
you may have heard his name.
Radio engineer and the general manager of Three Echoes Productions. And it was very good. And so many people are interested in, what's involved in having chickens and so forth, especially with eggs where there are right
now.
Yeah,
that's right.
And also common plumbing problems, electrical issues, lots and lots of podcasts that are available there and would invite you to drop by and take a look at it. But Joe, we've got a lot of things coming up this hour and a lot of emails that have come in. We want to encourage you, just as if you have a question, if you have a comment, to send us that email at todayshomeowner.com/ask, or we'll be taking a lot of the phone calls on the Today's Homeowner hotline coming up at 800-946-4420. Joe, I know you still got a lot of cold weather there in Connecticut, but what's coming up on your to-do list, some of the next projects once the weather breaks a little bit?
Well, I've been finishing up some interior painting and some interior trim work. I went out and bought a whole bunch of new casings and baseboards. And the one, I don't know if I ever shared this as a simple solution, but I think I've mentioned it before on the radio. If you're doing any kind of trim work, paint it before you put it up. There is no easier way to do that, especially with baseboard. Imagine you get the baseboard, you just want to nail it up. But imagine getting on your hands and knees and trying to paint and mask off the floor, mask off the wall. Makes no sense. It takes, you're probably saving 75% of the time by setting it up on some sawhorses in your garage or out in the driveway and just painting it. If it slops onto the ground, who cares? And then when you install it, you only have to touch it up a little bit afterward.
The only thing you have to be careful with there, and of course, anytime you're painting, just make sure you don't get any paint buildup, particularly on the top back edge of that right. baseboard, because when you put it against the wall, you really want that to be as tight to the wall as you can. Occasionally, you have to put a thin bead of caulk there, but you just don't want that paint to hold that off. It's a good way to go. And another little thing is when you're starting demolition on any project, save everything. We just did a project this week on the Today's Homeowner Television Show, and oh, how valuable a 41-inch piece of base molding would have been, because they just tore down 20 foot of wall space. So they had almost 40 feet of this that they just threw away. And you can't get. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that's heard coast to coast on some amazing stations like this one, WOTR 96.3 FM in Weston, West Virginia. Beautiful part of the country, and certainly glad you're taking some time this week to listen and every week to Today's Homeowner Radio. Joe, we continue getting stations, but we reached a big milestone yesterday.
Oh, did we?
A lot of people may not realize that many of the stations that we have, or most of the stations that we have, also have these short features that we have that are 60 seconds long. And so, right, it's just little tidbits. You might hear them on your way to work or on way back from work. Well, yesterday, Scotty B, the famous syndication director that we have there in New York, right, landed number 499, 499, 500, 501, 502, 503, 504, 505, 506. He is now has us being heard on 506 stations for our features,
right,
and then we have 355 on our radio show. So we're,
beautiful,
talking about lots and lots of people that are listening to the Today's Homeowner content each and every week. Congratulations, Scotty B. You've done a fantastic job over the years for us, and keep it rolling. And pretty impressive, though, Joe, because the radio show's mostly during the weekend,
right,
and then the
makes sense.
Features,
yeah,
that we have, the vignettes, are generally during the week. So a lot of people to reach, a lot of home improvement to share. So
yeah,
that's some great news, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And hopefully some of the stations that are only airing the features will pick up the radio show once they realize,
right,
how popular those are. So yeah, that's all great news.
Okay, let's get right back to today's homeowner hotline. We would love to hear from you. 800-946-4420. Tim is on the line right now. Tim, welcome to the show, and tell us all about this this debacle with your water heater.
Yes. So I installed a tankless gas ream water heater about 3 or 4 years ago, and I've had problems with it ever since. If you have a single on faucet, I had trouble getting the hot water to stay on reliably. If I have a dual on, where a separate hot and a separate cold, and I turn on the hot, those faucets work reliably. So in my bathroom, where I have a dual on and off sink, they work fine. But the shower, I turn on the hot water, and after a couple few seconds after it gets hot, it turns cold on me again. So Ream couldn't figure out what was going on with it. Neither could the installers. They came out and actually replaced the unit, thinking that it was something with the circuit boards or something like that in the unit. The new unit does the exact same thing.
Wow.
So I'm thinking that it's a water pressure issue in the house, because the error,
okay,
code that keeps coming up a lot of times, not 100% of the time, says that it's a low flow. So I was thinking about putting an inline pump in before the gas water heater to see if that would solve the problem. But before I did that, I'd like some expert advice to see what your thoughts were.
Wow. Wow. Well, great question and tough dilemma. You know, it's always process of elimination on any kind of problem solution situation. And since you've replaced the water heater, we can assume that it's not actually the water heater. Joe, what about that temperature balance valve in those in the showers and everything? Do you think something could be going on with that?
Yeah, Tim. So if I understand you correctly, the issue is mostly with faucets that have a single handle, not a separate hot and cold. Is that right?
That's correct. The only single handle one that works reliably is the one that's closest to the water heater.
Well, I mean, part of the reason is, and Danny has mentioned this in the past with other similar problems, is there debris gets trapped in the filter screen. Now, if it's happening at every single faucet, then that would be a little unusual, but that could be the issue. But if you have low water pressure, it doesn't matter, you know, what's going on with the screen, because you'd have low water pressure. The pressure in your house should be, most plumbers recommend, like 50 PSI, pounds per square inches of pressure. It should never, ever be over 75. Too much pressure is not good.
Okay.
Have you checked the pressure? Have you gotten a pressure gauge and water pressure gauge and hooked it up to a faucet and just checked it?
I have, and it's consistently come up at about 38 PSI.
That's low. That's low.
Okay.
And you can, as you mentioned earlier, you can get a water pressure booster. They're not cheap. I think last time I priced them, they were installed, they were over $900. But I don't know if that might have been just that type of that particular pump. But they do allow you, most of those pressure boosters allow you to adjust the pressure, typically from like 45 to 55, which would put you right in the range. That might be your only option. You can check with your, you're on a municipal water supply, right? Not a well.
That is correct. Municipal.
Have you checked with them and asked them to find out why the water pressure is low, or ask your neighbors if their water pressure is low?
So, yes, we have. In fact, the whole neighborhood has kind of complained about low water pressure, and they say that 38 PSI was well within the range of what's tolerable.
Yeah, that might be acceptable. It might be on the very, very low end of acceptable. That's the problem. Like I said, you should be at least at 50. So I'd hate to have you have to go out and spend almost $1,000 on a pressure booster system, but you may have to do that. Maybe there's some kind of rebate you can get from the water company or something. I'm not really sure.
You know, one other thing you might consider, when I moved into my new house 3 years ago, my master shower, which is a good distance away from the water heater, was doing the exact same thing you were talking about, that the double valve faucets on my sinks were working perfectly. Everything was working fine. But in the shower, you just could not quite, it was weak pressure, and what you got out of it was all cold water. Well, the plumber came right back, and within a few minutes, he's showing me a little cartridge that's a kind of a filter cartridge that's inside that temperature balance single lever valve. And he said, you have to replace it. And I go, well, wait a minute. This thing is not even 2 months old. And he's shaking his head saying, well, it's just a problem we've been dealing with. So he got another one in a couple of days, put it in. I've never had any problems since then. Now, that's like Joe was saying, debris during the construction phase, and you're getting a little bit of sand and silt in there as you're doing what you're doing there, and some of the shavings possibly from the picks of piping and such. And but that's all it was with me. So that might be, when you're talking about it more of an isolated problem, that could be the problem, and then you might have to explore some ways as you already are in how to boost that water pressure.
Well, I definitely appreciate the ideas today, and I'll take a look at some of those. I'm not a plumber, but I'm handy enough with this stuff that I feel
good,
comfortable taking the valve apart and taking a look to see if there's a filter screen in there that I can pull out and clean out.
Good, good.
And Tim, I wanted to mention those single-handle faucets. They have a filter screen, obviously, at the end of the faucet, end of the tap, like where the aerator is. But sometimes there's another one in the base of the faucet itself. And so, you know, you'd have to check the manufacturer or take it apart and see if it's there. And obviously, you have to remove both and rinse them out. But, you know, if you have filt, if it's sediment, then you're going to continue to have that problem. But I think it's probably just debris from the construction, maybe from the manufacturing process. It came from the factory that way, because this is a pretty common problem.
Okay. I guess another question is, have you had success with inline pumps before, though?
Well, they work. Yeah, they definitely work as long as everything else in the system, there's no debris, there's nothing else. But yeah, they definitely work. It's just that you have to go out and buy the thing and have electricity to run it. It just is, you know, you think the town's going to supply water, they should supply it at a rate that it's not affecting an entire neighborhood.
Sure. Okay.
Well, Tim, hope we've been able to help you a little bit and hope the problem is solved very easily. It's always hard on things like this. You can chase these kind of things for months, or you do one simple thing and then you go, darn, I wish I'd have done that a long time ago. And I hope that's what you end up saying after you explore it a little bit.
Well, thank you very much for your help today.
Okay, our pleasure, Tim. Have a great weekend. Good to talk with you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Yeah, well, that's, I tell you, the water pressure is one of those things that I've been to so many hotels where you stand there and water, I mean, just dribble out. It's just like, come on. Wow. You know, I mean, we all want to save water, but, you know, and then the same hotel, you've got a toilet that's driving you crazy because it won't shut up, you know, and it's running all night long, you know. So it's one of those things. Hope we've been able to help Tim out on that. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more information to share with you. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. You know, for homeowners, there are few words more dreaded than frozen pipes because of the damage that's inevitably going to follow. Now, in fact, any kind of leak inside your home can be catastrophic, which is why the Kitta Smart Water Leak Detector and Freeze Alarm is a great idea to put in your home. You simply just place it under a sink, near pipes, or anywhere at risk for leaks or freezes. When the water leak sensor detects water or a significant temperature drop, it sounds an alarm and sends a notification to your smartphone through the Kitta app. The app can also notify selected friends and family of a leak and gives you the ability to silence false alarms. Now, it's small and low profile enough to tuck behind toilets, washing machines, and other appliances, and the setup is extremely easy. You just download the app and scan the QR code on the back of the sensor. That's as simple as it gets. To learn more, you can visit your local Home Depot or head over to todayshomeowner.com. That's the Kitta Smart Water Leak and Freeze Detector.
That's great.
A little bit more ways that a house is getting smarter and smarter. Let's go right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Would love to hear from you at 800-946-4420. Janice is with us right now. Janice, I understand you're thinking about tackling a little project on your stairs. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I moved into this home like 2 years ago, and the house is hardwood floors except for the stairs, where it's carpet in the bedrooms, but I wanted to remove the carpet off the stairs, and to me, it would make it look bigger. My thing is that I'm afraid if I remove the carpet, I might damage the floor.
It is definitely a project that I've done many times, and every one of them is a little bit different. Approximately how old is the house?
It was built in 2006.
Okay. The concern I would have, a couple things that I can mention to you that you might be faced with. First of all, and by the way, I was looking at the picture right now that you sent. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, the hardwood floors and the end caps on the stairs look fantastic, but that may be the problem, that they're only end caps.
Right.
A lot of times that oak, which is so expensive, does not continue under the stairs, across the stairs, and they stop it, and then they put plywood there where the carpet is. If that's the case, then you're going to really have quite a significant project, because you'll have to remove those end caps and put all new layer of oak over it, and put the handrail back up. It can be done. It's not, you know, over the top, but it does require a fair amount of work and skill and a little bit of money to buy those oak treads. Now, if the oak does continue across there, you will have quite a few holes, hundreds and hundreds of holes, small holes that have the tack strip, the little wooden strip with nails that poke up out of it that hold the carpet tight. You'll have to remove those and repair those and then do the staining on that. But that would be the first thing, is maybe really look very closely at one of the edges and try to peek under that carpet a little bit to see if the hardwood continues on. That, I think, would be the first step I would do before you tore it all up.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's best to make sure that it's not just the end cap that is hardwood across the whole floor.
Correct. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you have that, it's still a fair amount of work, but you're not having to put new wood in. You're just having to, you know, dress out the part that you have. But no doubt about it, it looks great. I mean, carpet is a little safer in some ways because it has a little more traction on it. But, you know, you can put the hardwood down, and it does make it seem a little bit larger. And I don't know, to me, it just raises the luxury level of it just a little bit when you have all hardwood.
And that's what I really wanted to do. I just think it will make it look so much prettier.
Sure. Well, just take maybe some pliers and just pull up on one side of it there to be able to look through and see what you have, and then you'll know the next step.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Our creative director, longtime creative director, who you know very well, Scott Gardner, just did this exact same project.
That's right.
And of course, he, if I understand it correctly, he had to replace all of the treads. And of course, he's a good craftsman, was able to do all of it. But he did say, one and done, never again will I do that project. So that does happen from time to time.
Yeah, every time I complete a project, I think, well, the next time this has to get redone, it's going to be the next homeowner, because I'm not touching it ever again. Yeah, but you're right. She's going to find either holes from tack strips or just from staples or tacks of some sort. I'm betting that the hardwood continues, because you notice the rug does not go right up against the balusters, and sometimes it goes past the balusters. She has a good 2 or 3 inches of wood, so I'm guessing she's going to probably find hardwood, which would be great.
Well, the other thing too, a lot of times when you don't have hardwood under there, the carpet is more flush,
right,
with those end caps than what appears here. But well, I'll tell you, stairs are something. You know, I have had hundreds and hundreds of calls over the years saying, hey, I was up in my attic the other day and I could stand up. There is so much room in there. I want to put a room in there. Okay. So of let's say 200 situations that I've looked at, probably 10 of them have been economically feasible to put staircase. I mean,
that's the problem. They take up a lot of space, those staircases.
Right. You think of a staircase is going to take up a space in your downstairs now of about 4 foot wide, at least, by 16 or 17 foot long. Now, right, you can gain some space underneath it and so forth, but when you're talking about an existing house, and most of the time when you're talking about this situation, it's a situation where there is no stairs in the home because it's single story, and you're trying to create basically a living space above it. It takes so much space and it affects so much that's where many times it's better just to simply build on to the house on the same floor plan than to actually go up.
Sometimes that's the biggest detriment to any often remodeling plans, because they want to, especially when people want to turn a one-story house into a two-story house, because they think it's easier than building on to the side of the house. Well, yeah, it might be easier, you know, because you have the whole house there, you're just raising the roof, but where's the staircase going to go? Then like, oh yeah, where is the staircase going to? You wind up losing that space that you thought you're going to gain in the first floor to go up to the second floor.
Yeah, later on I'll tell you about a project that I'm contemplating that involves
already?
This exact, I know, it's not even 3 years in here.
House. Yeah.
I know, that's what we do when we have tools in
that's
our truck,
right,
and we want to use them. So. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're having fun here and hope you are as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. QuickCrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
Hey, we would love for you to get our weekly e-newsletter. It's very simple. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and sign up today. Each week, we will send you one email and about the newsletter with some real current information that you need to know about your house. Again, todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. Right now, we're going to talk with Wendy in California. Wendy, welcome to the show and tell us what's going on around your house.
So I'm looking for a new water heater and it was always get a gas one because that's the one that's going to be the cost you the less and be the most efficient. But now with the gas prices have just skyrocketed in our area, they're outrageous. I'm wondering, should I be shopping for an electric water heater? Solar's not an option for me. But I can do a tankless, but I'm so confused on what to do at this point.
Well, so a lot of people are, and of course, the fluctuation in gas prices, and then you're hearing more and more people talking about the electric prices going up. It really is hard, you know, Wendy, to know exactly where to go. A couple things to consider. First of all, you currently have gas running to your water heater. If you change to electric, that will require that electrical work, which can be a little tricky because if you don't have space currently in your sub panel to accommodate a water heater, then that will require a fair amount of electrical work. It's also a challenge many times to route that line from point A to point B. You hate to have it tacked out on the outside of your house. You want it to be hidden, of course. So that would be one of the considerations, is possibly getting an electrician that does a lot of residential work like that to give you an assessment of that and to be able to tell you what it would involve, because that cost certainly would play into the overall decision. Tankless water heaters are good, but they can be a little expensive up front. They will save you money in the long run. But one of the simplest, easiest ways to go is just to go right back with what you have, and know that the newer units are far more efficient than anything that was produced 3, 4, 5 or plus years ago. So that's one. They're so much more energy efficient now. So even if you do have to settle for a gas, if the electrician's charges are going to be too much, you're still going to come out better than you are now because of the efficiency of that unit.
Okay. Because I just was thinking, it's hard because gas is, 3-4 times higher now, but electric isn't, it's still better, but not a lot. Plus, they're trying to ban all gas appliances in our area.
Right.
That's what I heard more and more about the challenges with whether or not you're going to be able to have gas in a few years there.
Yeah, Wendy, gas used to be a good choice because it was so much cheaper, but that's not true. Most of the country has gone up over 100%, and even more in California. But I agree with Danny. If you were building a brand new house and starting from scratch, it might be a different conversation. But you're already got gas piped in there. You've had a gas before. I mean, electricity is going to keep going up. I live in Connecticut, and our electric rate more than doubled. So, and a lot of reason that all these prices are going up is because they're trying to rebuild an aging infrastructure that's just been crumbling over the years. But a California regulator, recently, you may have read this, has been trying to get the utility companies to offer customers what they call a climate credit, which can lower your bill. Now, I think to get the most a benefit, you're supposed to be able, you have to buy the electricity and natural gas from the same company. I don't know if that's part of the bill and whether that's true or not, but you'll have to check on it. But they say it can lower your bill anywhere from like $90 to $120 a month. So that's significant. So you might want to check with, I don't know who you check with exactly, but you need to check with the local government to see if a climate credit is being offered.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so
good luck. Stick with the gas
with
and
the
hope
gas.
For the best.
All
yeah.
right. Well, thanks, guys. Love the show.
Okay.
Thank
you very much, Wendy. Have a great weekend. Yeah, I'll tell you, water heaters, all of these different things. That's why we try to stay on top of everything, because hearing all of the things that we're hearing, Joe's constantly reading on things, me and my staff are constantly looking at current trends and what's happening, just so that we can give you a little heads up and a good straightforward opinion on what we feel like is going to happen. I mean, we don't have the crystal ball, wish we did, but we've been at it a long time, and a lot of those things correct themselves, like of the lumber prices have started in the right direction, at least, still not back to where they were, but hopefully competition will drive that down a little bit more. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up? Give us a little tease. Come on.
A little tease on how to use a pool noodle as a water hose and why you might actually need to do that.
Pool noodles. I'm telling you, there's more simple solutions. I think of somewhere between painting tips and pool noodles are the most popular simple solutions.
Don't forget the white vinegar.
Yeah, the white vinegar. Yes.
That's
go get you a jug of vinegar. There you go. So, okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's simple solution time. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this tip. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight bond sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by FluidMaster. Find out more at shop.fluidmaster.com.
You know, some of the best things that you can do around your home to improve it is to keep things really simple. And that's what Simple Solutions are all about. Simple ways to solve some common problems you may be having around your home. And occasionally, they include pool noodles. Okay, Joe, take it away.
Okay, get your pool noodles ready, people. Here's how to use a pool noodle as a water hose. And you might wonder, well, why would I ever want to do this? Well, next time you need to fill a water bucket that's too big to fit under the sink or tub faucet, you can use a pool noodle. What you do is just take them. Of course, the pool noodles have a hole straight through the middle, which is why this works. And if it doesn't have a hole through the middle, then don't use this trick. But you take the pool noodle, you slip one end over the end of the faucet, just wedge it on there. And it's usually a pretty tight fit, so it's not going to pop off. And take the opposite end, of course, and just place it in the bucket. You turn on the faucet and water will flow through the hole in the noodle right into the bucket. And this is particularly helpful when you don't have hot water at an outside faucet, or you're preparing to wash your dog or your car and you're trying to get hot water or warm water into a bucket. So that's the simple solution, Danny. Use your pool noodle as a water hose.
And I have certainly done that more than once. On my outside kitchen area there, I have the pull-out faucet.
Right.
But it only pulls out like about 2 inches. Well,
yeah,
thanks
right.
a lot.
Exactly.
I appreciate that. You could have added, gave me another foot. But with the pool noodle, and the pool noodles are right there because it's out by the pool, I pulled that thing up and Sharon walks out, my wife, and goes, "What are you doing now?" I said, "Joe, make me do it. Joe's making me do this." She
of
goes,
course,
oh,
it's my fault.
Oh, that Truini guy. Yeah.
So that's, then she just turns around and goes back into the house.
Rolls her eyes again. Pupils disappear. And then she goes back in. It's a regular thing. Hey, we want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. It's a project we called Lovable Laundry. And it is a busy laundry room because there's four sons in this particular house and a husband. So you got six people's clothes that are moving through there. It better be an efficient operation. Well, we made it a little bit more efficient. We repaired some water damage that nobody knew about, and it was leaking and was going to cause some big problems.
Where was it?
It was right under
behind the
washing machine. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It actually was in the wall behind the washing machine.
Oh, that goes undetected for a while. You wind up with a lot of damage. Yeah.
It was close. We were able to take care of that. But also, of course, Chelsea always comes up with some great ideas. And one of the ideas she had was four separate laundry baskets that we built on these little shelves and put the name of each of the sons on it. So that's where the laundry better goes. The wife said,
That's smart.
Not walking up and down this hallway anymore. You bring your dirty clothes and put them there. She washes them, folds them, puts them back in there, and they have to put them up. So it starts heading the kids in the right direction of discipline in how to wash clothes and so forth. But it saves her a lot of time because you can imagine how busy a family like that is. But there's a lot of little cool tips in here, how to create a countertop space, which is always good. And what about this? Have you ever thought about adding a sink in your laundry room? Well, it's easier than you think if you have enough room on the same wall of your washer and dryer. On this particular case, we had about 7.5 feet. It was perfect to put in a laundry sink and then the little hanging space above it so that if you have any of those clothes that you want to kind of let it kind of drip dry and so forth, you've got a sink that's doing double duty there and being able to drip that in. So you got to see this show. Go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your neck of the woods. Also, we have over 500 episodes of our show streaming right now on Xumo, Tubi, Freevee, Pluto, and Roku apps, as well as we have our own channel on Vizio Smart TV and LG Smart TV. A lot of different ways that you can see current and past Today's Homeowner television episodes. Again, just head on by todayshomeowner.com, find out where you can see it in your area. And as always, we want to hear from you. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Also, we'd love to get some emails from you. We've been getting some fantastic emails. You can send one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. I'm Danny Lipford along with my co-host Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.